From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Dozens are dead from a powerful earthquake that hit Ecuador late Saturday. The shallow 7.8 magnitude quake struck along the Pacific coast of the country. It was felt 170 kilometers away in the capital, Quito. We'll keep you updated. On the other side of the Pacific, tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese spent another night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks continue to rock the southern main island of Kyushu, hit by two earthquakes within 24 hours. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says they are trying to rescue as many as they can, people still trapped under collapsed buildings. At least 41 people have died. Nearly 2,000 have been injured so far. Pope Francis took some Syrian refugees back to Rome. Happened on Saturday after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, where refugees have been living in camps. The Pope says it is a humanitarian act inspired a week ago by one of his collaborators, and he immediately accepted that idea. Francis said his decision was not a political act. However, it comes as attitudes in Europe appear to be hardening over accepting more refugees. General Rabe Abubakar of Nigeria's military says they are continuing with the fight to combat terrorism and will not be deterred from efforts to rescue all civilians, including the kidnapped Chibok schoolgirls who have been abducted by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 9 Yemen nationals have been transferred to Saudi Arabia from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Obama hoping to make good on a 2008 campaign promise to close that facility, a vow that's been met with stiff opposition from some Republicans, both inside and outside the government. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has compared the Islamic State to cancer and said the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where the whole thing arose. He spoke during a visit to the United Arab Emirates, part of an effort to get Gulf nations to help Iraq as it fights the Islamic State. Carter also says a lot more needs to be done.
We want to do more. We're going to do more because we want to accelerate this and get it over with as fast as we can. We're limited only by our own ingenuity and our ideas.
Carter said it is vital to have a capable workforce in place once the Islamic State is defeated, to be sure someone keeps them defeated, as he put it. He also plans to talk with Gulf Cooperation Council leaders about how to fight the Islamic State more effectively. French President Francois Hollande in Egypt today for a visit intended to shore up security cooperation and produce a lucrative weapons deal despite sharp criticism by rights groups. Hollande's Cairo leg is part of a four-day trip to the Middle East. Began Saturday in Lebanon, ends Tuesday in Jordan. There he will address shared concerns with Arab allies ranging from terrorism and instability in Iraq, Syria, and Syria to the refugee crisis and the long-simmering Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In U.S. politics, Texas Senator Ted Cruz took all 14 delegates at stake on Saturdays at the party convention in the state of Wyoming. Even with Saturday's win for Cruz, opinion polls have New York businessman Donald Trump holding on to a wide lead over Cruz. Trump spoke with reporters Saturday about what he thinks is sometimes a bad method of choosing delegates at party conventions.
In our system, they're not even voting. The bosses are picking the delegates. And it's a very bad thing. Despite all of that, you know who's going to win? We're going to win. We're going to win, despite all of that.
Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich remains in the race as well. He is in third place in the polls, going into New York's primary on Tuesday. On the Democratic side, former New York Senator Hillary Clinton holds a double-digit lead in the polls over her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a native of Brooklyn, New York. Financial officials from around the world pledging a stronger effort to stimulate the sluggish economy. In a communique, members of the International Monetary Fund say they will work toward strong, sustainable, job-rich, and more balanced global growth.
That's the latest world news from VOA.